Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Well, we have made it to day 15 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Psalm 51. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. And I'm going to read this in its entirety because it's a very powerful, confession. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me, clean me from my guilt. Purify me from my sin, for I recognize my shameful deeds. They haunt me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the heart, so you can teach me to be wise in my inmost being. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to sinners, and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God, who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that I may praise you. You would not be pleased with sacrifices, or I would bring them. If I brought you a burnt offering, you would not accept it. The sacrifice you want is a broken spirit, a broken and repentant heart. O God, you will not despise. Look with favor on Zion and help her rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with worthy sacrifices, and with our whole burnt offerings, and bulls will again be sacrificed on your altar. Amen. Consider the things that come between you and God. I'm going to share a sample confession with you, and I suggest that you hold that confession up to God as your own confession. Confession causes us to face our nature, and it can be a frightful thing, but it's also a bridge to God. Sincere confession is always followed by God's drawing near in forgiveness. So as I share these words of this sample confession, don't be limited by what I say, but add your own words as you're moved to. Holy and merciful Father, we confess to you that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, in word, and deed, by what we've done and by what we've left undone. We've not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We've not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Father, we confess to you our great pride, impatience, self-indulgence, prejudice, contempt, cruelty, and dishonesty. We confess our exploitation of others, envy of those more fortunate, lust for worldly goods and comforts, negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to stand firm and be a witness to your reality. Father, by way of the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, teach us the joy of resurrection. As the scripture says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. Now is the time to search our hearts and to be fully known by God. As we focus on the cross and resurrection, we need to be honest with God, hiding nothing. Remember as well that there is no darkness too deep for God. His own Son suffered death on a cross under a greater burden than any have known before or after him. He descended deeper into the darkness. There is no depth to which we may sink where he has not been, or where we will be out of reach of the mercy of God. During this fast, I'm just going to suggest that you eliminate or at least cut back on your TV time, radio time, the internet, the computer, any other electronics or media. And finally, whenever you have free time, because you've given something up, be sure to give that time to God. Ask yourself, have you acknowledged your sinfulness to our most holy God? Have you repented and turned from your ways? Please spend time asking God to reveal the sins you need to confess. Name those sins, then take ownership of them. After listening for His Spirit to reveal your sins, repent and turn from those sins. After you're finished, please close with prayer. Let us pray. Father, we often find ourselves buried under the weight of our own dark thoughts and so fearful of these thoughts that we can't even face them. But Lord, You promised that because of what Jesus did, we are not to be punished according to our sin. With this promise and the hope of freedom, God, help us to face our own hearts. Shine Your light inside of us. We want to be known by You. Help us to let You in, and we thank You. Father, finally, I pray that You will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, with Your supernatural favor, and most of all, a close, close personal relationship with You. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Friends, let's remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Psalm 51 in its entirety. May God bless you. We just can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you. In fact, we need to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.